So I want to start by telling a couple of stories that will help perhaps you understand where I'm going with this. And so a long time ago, early in our marriage, we actually purchased a single wide trailer, and that's where we lived for 5 years while we saved up enough money to be able to have the house that we have right now. And so as trailers go, frequently there are small holes that little critters get in that you don't want in your house. And we had things like mice, and we had black ants by the boatloads, and we had a possum get in once. But my favorite story is the time that a black snake got in. And so, of course, if we have mice, you set traps. And one of the favorite places for these mice was in the little closet in the kitchen where there was a trash can. And one morning I was hearing this really weird noise in the trash can, and a mouse had actually fallen in the trash can and was trying to jump out. So then there was one morning there was a mouse in the trap, and it was jumping across the kitchen floor. And you can just imagine my joy when we moved into a house that did not have holes that mice get in. So anyway, one morning I opened the closet. I was fixing Brother Steve's lunch, and I noticed I had like a little shelf where I kept matches, and they had fallen on the floor. And of course, you have toddlers, you don't want matches, and especially if you had toddlers like the one I had at that time, you didn't want matches anywhere close to that child. And so as I went to reach to grab those matches, I just sensed something was alive. I just had this sense. I couldn't even see it yet. And as I reached down, there is a 5-foot black snake. And I got like this close to grabbing it. I screamed bloody murder. I'm not generally easily rattled, but I was very rattled when that happened. And Brother Steve's back in the bathroom getting ready. Honey, it's okay. It's just mice. I'm like, no, it's not mice. It's a snake. Get it out now. And so he comes in, and he was just as calm as could be. Reaches down, this was about 5 foot, picks it up, carries it out. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm gonna put it in the woods, Sherry. This is really good for mice. That's why it was in that closet to start with. And I thought, it will remember how it got in, and it will come back in, I'm sure. No, this is a really good snake. It's good for the environment. I'm putting it back outside. And so he did. You know, I never laid on the floor in that trailer ever again. I used to lay on the floor in front of our wood burner. Never again. All I could think about was that snake, he's coming. He's going back to the kitchen again. But then there was another snake story that come to my mind. Now, outside of that trailer, as you head down, there was some, like a sidewalk, some steps, and there was a bush. And there was a garter snake that was living in that bush. And I think if I recall correctly, we were concerned about our kids. They were probably like, I don't know, 5 and 3 or something, playing out around that. And so Steve gets his gloves on, and he goes to take care of that. And I was thinking about, why did you put gloves on for the garter snake, but not the black snake? So I went out and I watched him as he's trying to get this garter snake out of this bush and get rid of it. That thing come up off the ground and just sank its fangs right in his glove. And I thought, what a difference between the black snake, which was docile, not aggressive at all, was very calm, and this garter snake. And this thing was so small, and just, I thought to myself, I'm so thankful he's got gloves on, because that could have been a little painful.
The snake had little man syndrome.
Had little man syndrome. Okay. So we didn't put that one in the woods to live, I don't think. I think we helped it along. So that makes me think of the story. Those two actually stories came to mind as I was thinking about the story that I sent out as a devotional probably a week or two ago. This story has been told over and over, many different variations. Actually, when I looked it up, clear back into 10th century BC, they have found instances of this story being told with different variations. So I'll tell you one, and it's the one about the little boy up on top of the mountain, and it's very cold, and he sees a snake. And the snake tells the little boy, oh, I'm so cold. Could you not pick me up and carry me down the mountain so I can get warm? And the boy tells the snake, of course I'm not going to pick you up. You will bite me. Oh, no, I will not bite you. I am so cold. I might die up here. Now, first of all, what's wrong with that story?
The snake is talking.
The snake is talking. That is a little odd. But what's about the nature of a snake? Isn't it not cold-blooded? Anyway. So the snake convinces the boy, I will not bite you. This is a wonderful thing you're doing. Just pick me up. Put me in your shirt. Let me get warm. Get me down the mountain. And so they did. The boy did. Okay. And he carried him on the mountain. And when he got down to the bottom of the mountain and he was getting ready to lay that snake down, what do you think the snake did? He didn't say thank you very much. He bit him. The boy's like, what in the world? You promised. You promised not to bite me. And does anybody, can somebody tell me what that snake said? Anybody? Yes, Brother Mason.
You knew what I was.
You knew what I was when you picked me up. I'm a snake. Snakes bite. That's their nature. Now, like I said, there's other versions. There's the Boy Scouts tell this. There's some of the Indian nations here in the Cherokee Nation, and some of them, they have that story in their culture. There's varying versions, like the farmer and the viper, the woman and the snake, the frog and the scorpion, but they all tell the same thing. But this boy had a choice. He saw the snake. He knew what it does, what snakes do. And he had a choice. I can pick it up, or I can walk away. Now, I would like to have two volunteers come help me for a moment. All right, Brother Nolan. I don't see any other hands? Brother Connor. All right.
I want you to like put these around the room on the floor, face up, just all around the kids. Just mix them up, make sure they're face up so they can read them.
All right, my volunteers are placing little small snakes with a word beside them all around the room so that you can see them. They should be word up. Now, these are going to represent the temptations. These snakes represent the temptations that the devil's making sure he's got on our pathway, close to us. Awesome. All right, now, I'd like to have somebody tell me what's in this area. All right, what's this one say here? Brother Cody.
Sexting.
All right, what do we got back here?
Porn.
Pornography.
What do you have here?
Self-harm. What about back here, Sister Emily? What do you have?
Sexual activity.
All right, right here, what do we have?
Alcohol.
What's behind him? Beer. What's back there? Sister Katie, what's close to you?
A jewel.
Okay, what about right here? Eating disorders. Have I missed any back through there? Nope. Okay. About here, Sister Jenny.
Pornography.
What about THC pens? Back there, what's that one say?
Cheating.
All right. Is there one back there behind Sister Habit?
Drugs.
What do we have here?
Cigarettes.
Did I miss any? What? There's what? That's not what that say. Vaping. All right. I think you get the idea. Oh, yes. Did I miss one?
Dip.
Oh, dip. It's hiding. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we got our snakes. Now we're going to do our lesson. You forgot to study for an important test. And that cheating snake is right there. Just this one time. You always study. You're a good student. It's not like that you don't know the material. You just forgot. You had a bad night. Just this one time. Just pick me up. Just once. What's the problem with that? Well, the next time it gets a little easier. You rely on that. A little easier. You're very stressed out. Your schedule, you're tired, can't keep up. You don't know how in the world you're going to do it. And if you just had something to keep you awake, keep you going, give you energy, and there's somebody offers you a drug. Oh, this little pill will help you stay awake. It'll give you what you need. And you're tempted to pick up that snake. And then you're bored, and you're curious, and you got too much time on your hands, and you're on the internet, you're on your phone, you're on your device. And something inappropriate pops up. Oh, wonder what that is. Or you heard something at school, and you think, wonder what that is. And you start going out there, and you start searching, and there's the snake called pornography, and it's just waiting for you to pick it up. Your friends are doing it. They say it relaxes them. Helps them get through the day. You should try it. There's the snake, the dip, or the vaping, cigarettes, THC pen. And you think about it, and you're tempted because other people have been picking the snake up and they seem to be doing okay. You've liked this guy for a really long time, and now he's finally paying attention to you. You know the crazy thing about getting old is you don't forget a lot about what it felt like to be a teenager. And I remember, you guys, you just think, oh, nobody will ever pay attention to me. And know, I'm skirt girl, I'm plain, I'm... And then a guy at school starts paying attention to you, and you're like, ooh. Well, he's not a Christian. Well, I know, but... ooh. And then he starts talking to you, and your heart's going, ooh. Now, we didn't have cell phones in my day, so I didn't have this sneak. But today, the guy says, hey, send me a picture of you. You're so pretty. And sometimes he doesn't want a picture of you so pretty, you know, your face and your pretty hair. It's much more than that. Well, he would quit liking me if I didn't send him that picture. Who was here when Brother Ethan and Sister Natalie spoke a few weeks ago, young peoples? What did Brother Ethan say to you, especially to you ladies, if you send inappropriate pictures that you can just be guaranteed it's going to happen? It's going to be shared. It's going to be shared. But how many times we see that little snake and we're like, I can handle it. It'll be okay. I really like him. He really likes me. He wouldn't ask for that if he wasn't interested. And you pick it up. You pick it up. You knew what I was when you picked it up. Now, it's possible one of these snakes I named you maybe never ever heard of. Raise your hand if there was one that I named out that you've never heard of. Okay, so some of you hadn't. I actually asked Brother Steve. Obviously, he's a teacher. I said, help me out here. He said a couple that I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I think I've heard of that before, but it's not as common. But most of you know what most of these are. Why is it? Because you've got people crying out, it's a snake, it's a snake, don't pick it up, it bites, leave it alone. You come to church and the pastor, what did he say this morning? Young people, don't pick up drugs. Don't even start, not even one time. So the pastor is yelling, snake, snake, watch out. And then your parents, hopefully, are talking to you, especially if you have saved parents, and they're saying, this is not good. Don't even try it once. This is addictive. Leave it alone. I know so-and-so that did it and got in trouble. Snake! Snake! Watch out! So you've been warned. You know what it is. You've been told. You've even got friends, or sometimes we have people that come to young people's and bring messages, and they'll be like, it's a snake. It bit me. We've had some that were alcoholics and some that were in drugs and some that a lot of different things that they were messed up in. They came back to God and they said, this has given me all kinds of problems. Watch out for it. Don't pick that snake up. So you've been fully warned. You've been fully warned that there are snakes. But you say, I can handle it. How big are these snakes, young people? Are these great big old boa constrictors that makes you want to like just climb on a chair and run out the door? And no, they're little. They're small. Surely you could pick it up and lay it back down real fast. It won't hurt you too bad. I can get rid of it, Sister Sherry. Did you know that there's a viper called, and I'm sure there are a lot of them, but I looked up this one, called the Saul scale viper. It's only about 12 inches long. I'd say if we stretch these out, that's probably about 12 inches. Maybe a little shorter, but about. And yet it's one of the fastest striking snakes in the world. If you're bitten by it, your chances of dying are pretty high. In fact, in India, 5,000 people every year die from this little snake. It's just little, Sister Sherry. It's just little. It's not going to kill me. Look how small it is. But some snakes don't stay small. It's not courtesy of my mother. We have a big snake here. Now, those little ones. They sink their teeth into you. You might be able to shake them off. And this is actually not near as big as it could be. But what if this thing gets a hold of you, wraps around your arm, starts to tighten on you? Is it going to be as easy to shake off and to let go? These snakes on the floor, they're going to grow, especially if you feed them, especially if you take them in and begin to nurture them and make them a part of your life. You might think, oh, I can handle it. Now, the boa constrictor, do you want to guess how big that little guy is when he's first born? Does he come out like this? Boa constrictor can be as small as 14 inches. Pretty small. Really? No. Surely you could throw it back down. surely it couldn't do too much harm. But when they're full grown, any ideas how long? 6 to 10 feet? How about poundage? How heavy?
200.
Somebody said 200. I read 100. Doesn't matter. That's either one's going to be way too much for me to handle. Now, how do they kill? First of all, they're going to sink their teeth into you so they can get a hold of you so you can't get away from them. And then they will. They'll begin to wrap around you and squeeze the blood flow away from your brain, away from your heart. Now, I'm sure we've all read stories of people who had a pet that all of a sudden it wasn't a pet anymore because it decided to kill people in the house. In 2010, I read about a man named Corey, and he was showing off his pet boa constrictor to his friend. And his family had warned him, you should not have this. This is not wise. And guess what that snake did? It wrapped around his neck and killed him right there in front of his friend. And then there was another story in 2008. A 15-foot python escaped from a locked cage. A girl was actually having visitation at her father's house, 13-year-old girl, and it attacked her. The father and the uncle actually had to come in and cut the head off. And so when I read those two stories, they were part of a 13-page document of snakes attacking, harming, and killing people. Generally, frequently, they were pets. People took them in. I can handle it. I know what I'm doing. I watched a documentary one time about some people that, for a living, they milk them to get the venom out so that they can make the antidote. And even the people that know what they're doing, many of them have lost fingers, many of them have had all kinds of injuries, because even when they knew what they were doing, these snakes would sometimes bite them. The most careful and skilled people were having trouble. But spiritually, too many times we think, oh, I can handle it. Now, what should we do if we see these snakes? And I thought about, what if we took a literal lesson about snakes and we made it a spiritual lesson? So if, for instance, if you're going to take a walk and you see a snake, what should you do? Maybe we could get a spiritual lesson out of it. So first of all, be mindful of your environment. Snakes have places they like to hide. They like to hide under rocks and under logs, and they like to be in tall grasses. So if you're going to take a walk where those things are, be mindful of your environment. Be mindful that these actually could be around. And so it is spiritually. Where are these snakes more likely to be hiding? I already said when you're bored, when you're lonely, when you're tired, when you're stressed, they're a little more apt to be tempting to you than maybe other times. Around certain friends who think these snakes are a great idea, might be a little more tempting. Be aware of your environment. Be aware of times of low self-esteem. I'm ugly. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants to hang out. I don't have any friends. I'm so overwhelmed. These snakes might look a little more attractive in times of low self-esteem. Be aware, be mindful of your environment. Work to avoid high traffic areas. Now, if you're taking a walk in the park and you have somebody tell you, now there's been known to be a lot of copperheads over here on this one trail. Are we just like, yes, let's go? I'm so excited. You're like, you know, we just might take a different trail today. I see people nodding. All you adventure seekers. However, there's going to be times that we are going to have to know there are certain areas, certain people, certain things that are high traffic areas for snakes. And I have got to just walk away. I've got to pick a different friend group. I've got to find a different thing to do. If you're perhaps lonely, stressed, and bored, find different coping mechanisms. For instance, read a good book, read your Bible, listen to some wholesome music. Go for a walk. Go outside. Talk to a good spiritual friend, spiritual leader. Visit a shut-in. Call up your senior saint. Been thinking about you. How you doing? Heard it's your birthday. Happy birthday. These are positive things that you can do when loneliness comes, when boredom comes, when you're in the high snake traffic area. Let's look for other things to do. Send them a card. Use caution. snakes are hiding. So you're doing your project on the internet. And that wrong website is just one click away. You can get there quickly. You've got it memorized. You've got pictures saved. It's just so close. If that's a temptation, there's things you can do. Sometimes shut the device, walk away. Sometimes you can put filters on those. Are there certain pictures that you've got saved? Brother Steve tells me that it's continually adapting all the ways you can hide things on your phone. And the school resource officers have found pictures in all kinds of not very obvious places. So that tells me that young people are hiding pictures or videos to watch later, to look at later. If you've got some, if somebody has sent you some in a text message, let's delete. Let's clean them out. Get rid of them. Watch out for high traffic areas. Also, ask for help. Ask for help. Get an accountability partner. Brother Steve, myself, the Millers, your parents, a spiritual person in the congregation that you have a lot of confidence in. Ask somebody to help you to be accountable. You know, I've had trouble with these snakes in the past, and I don't want to pick them up again. They have bitten me in the past, and I just don't want to mess with that. I need help. Ask for that. So if you've already picked it up, like I said, then what? Well, what advice would you give to somebody who picked up one of these snakes if they were a real snake, especially if it was poisonous? What advice would you give them? Oh, hey, do your best. Do your best. Probably shouldn't touch that.
Cut the head off.
Cut the head off? Throw it down. Get away from it. Let somebody that knows what they're doing handle it. Most of all, separate yourself from that snake. We're not going to be like, oh, that's going to make such a nice pet. Make sure you go to the pet store and get some food and get a cage. You're going to have so much fun with that thing. Now, if you've got a pet snake at home, hey, good for you. But spiritually, please, do not make any cages to keep pet snakes, because you're going to be in trouble. It will bite you. It will bite you. So, number one, throw it down. Get it away from you. Pray. Ask somebody to pray with you. Number two, walk away, run away, remove the temptation. For instance, let me ask you, if cigarettes was a person's problem and they've laid it down, that's a bad snake, it's not going to be good for me and it's going to ruin my health and it's expensive, but I'll just keep an extra just in case the cravings get too bad. Bad idea? Good idea. Bad idea. Drugs. You know, I had a lot of trouble with drugs, but God has saved me and he's helping me. But just in case I have a really bad day, I've got those drugs, I've got that Juul, I've got that e-cigarette back there, just in case I'm having troubles, I'm stressing, I'm struggling. I only use it one time. It's just an emergency. What are the chances you'll have an emergency? Well, about 100%. About 100%. What about if you've had trouble with a long time? With that special someone, and you know that snake has bit you. Okay, I've asked the Lord to forgive me, and we're doing better, but we'll just sit in this parked car together in the dark. It'll be fine. God's forgiven us. We're doing okay. We'll go in the house. Mom and Dad aren't going to be here for another hour, but it'll be okay. They're coming eventually. We'll be fine. Can you do that? Are you tempting that snake to bite you again? What about you got friends that are having a party and there's going to be drinking there, but you don't drink anymore. You've had trouble in the past. You were tempted. Maybe you even tried it, but you won't do it now. No, I realize when that's not good for me, when people drink and they get drunk and they make bad decisions. And so, but I'll just go to the party and drink, I don't know, water or something. Dr. Pepper, root beer. Is that a good idea? You're flirting with that snake. I'm going to pick him up, but he won't bite. I'll put him back down. I'll go home. I won't drink it. We'll be fine. And I thought this was interesting when it talked about when you're walking through a high traffic area where you think there might be snakes, things to do. And one of them was make loud noises. Now, snakes can't hear, but they hope the thing is that they'll feel the vibrations of your voice. and they'll get back away from you. And so this might sound funny, but for me, in times of temptation, in times of trial, in dark places, in loneliness and stress, I sing. And the more stressed and the more upset I am, the louder I sing. I try to only do that when I'm alone to have mercy on my family, but I enjoy just singing loudly, especially just fight songs, you know, songs that help me to fight off those feelings that are overwhelming me. So to me, that was kind of what that meant. Just maybe quote a verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You got to say it out loud, say it out loud. If you're in the middle of class, way to witness. You might want to say it quietly. I get it. Our precious granddaughter has started school this year, and I have to laugh because some things are common. I did it. You did it. She's doing it. And so her mom is working with her on praying for lunch. And she said, I pray every day, Mommy, under the table. And I used to pray every day, tied my shoe. Every day at lunch, my shoe was untied. But I get it. But maybe you just need to be loud. Whether it's in your resistance of the devil, in the resistance of these snakes, I'm not going to pick you up. You bit so-and-so. You've bit me before. I know what you are. I'm not going to pick you up. Instead, I'm going to sing songs at you. And number four, if you actually have been bit by a literal snake, what do you think you probably should do? Ask your friend to look at it. What do you think about this? Think I'll be okay? Yeah, I think so. Stick a Band-Aid on it. It'll be fine. It's not bleeding that much. Hope it's not poisonous. Gonna ignore it. Hope for the best. Or get medical attention. If you think you've been bitten by a snake, especially if there's a possibility it's poisonous, you should have somebody look at it. And young people, if any one of these snakes in here has bitten you, please do not ignore it. Please do not hope for the best. If you have picked this snake up and taken it into you, made it, and you're coddling it, you're nursing it, you're taking care of it, and it's got a hold of you, do not ignore it. Do not think you can handle it on your own. You need help. You need medical help or spiritual help in this case. Ask someone to pray with you. Ask them to check on you. Look for accountability partner. And so, I want you to look, as you get up to leave here in a few minutes, look at these snakes as you walk by, what they represent. You now know what they are. If you didn't before, now you know. There's addictions out there. There's behaviors out there that are concerning. Don't pick them up. Listen to people when they tell you they got bit. Listen to people who get up and testify and say, young people, older people, don't mess with this. It caused me so much trouble. And remember the story of the man and the snake, or the boy and the snake. The snake said, I only did what snakes do. It's my nature. You knew what I was when you picked me